This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
What an exciting time. Germany's a great city.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
My son is an idiot. You better believe I clicked on the ad, and it is yarmakula.com.
That's how you spell yarmakula.
Package.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
Here he is, having the time of his life.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
Space Force.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a lot going on.
Sports.
We love sports.
Yes, we do.
Our Broncos are up 6-0 in New Orleans.
That rock fight.
The Saints offense is exactly as we expected it to be.
Spencer Rattler with a big fumble.
And that it is terrible.
Yeah.
The Guardians beat the Yankees.
Yes.
The Yankees get 2 home runs off Emmanuel Clase and cannot close it out.
They had a 2-run lead going into the ninth. Two outs bottom of the ninth with the best closer in baseball, and they couldn't hold it.
Yep.
And by the way, that shot that Fry had in the bottom of the 10th, dude, he hit that thing, and one, it was a mammoth shot, and that is, in a regular season, that game gets one in between the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Because, dude, he turned and just watched through the bat and stood for about 5 seconds and admired that thing before he started running. And he did a little twirl before he started going.
Well, I had to grab the audio of that from the Cleveland radio broadcast as well. Here's what it sounded like.
Here it comes. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. There she goes.
It's just awesome.
Great call. Baseball on the radio is so special. Yeah. It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Well, moments like that.
There's more, I don't know, there's more room to breathe for announcers.
Just the
nature of it.
There is no other sport where I almost don't want to see it. I just want to hear it.
Yeah.
That's, Well, it's just remarkable.
And there's some nostalgia, too, there with baseball on the radio.
The crack of the bat, yeah. The crowd.
It just works.
The announcers. Yeah. I've got shake voice. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I don't even care about the Guardians.
No, nor do I. But we do care about rooting against the Yankees, which helps. Like, if that would have been cool, but if that had been against the, I don't know, the Tigers, it's not as great.
You're right. But, especially because Judge and Stanton did their thing.
Judge and Stanton, then you got Weaver, and it feels inevitable. And boy, I know that the Yankees are probably still going to win this series. They just have been the better team. But 2-1 is a hell of a lot different than 3-0.
Dodgers are up 3-1 in the third. Okay, so I know better. Well, I don't know better. Well, I do know better.
You do, you
but
don't.
I usually ignore that.
You do do.
But this time I'm going to. Yeah. Well, no, I don't know.
I do know that.
I'm going to break
because
I know better than to start this before.
Look at you.
We're just going to get on time.
Look at you, maturing.
Isaac Everett Roth.
Thank
not
you.
Starting a new topic at 6:13. Look at you.
That.
Thank you so much.
By the way. If football is football, is baseball baseball? Did we just do baseball?
Baseball is baseball.
Yeah. I think we got
and forget
to
it.
Do
I'm going to start this topic. No, I'm just kidding.
I think we got to do baseball.
No, it's who Sam Darnold is dating.
Oh.
Or maybe dating.
Is this real?
I don't know.
Because I think I heard this.
That's
too.
Never stopped us before.
Now let's wildly speculate.
That'll be next. And then we'll get into hot Halloween costume talk. And we have the list of the sexiest animals.
That's right.
Put together by some college football message board.
Get all hot and bothered. Oh, I've done my research. There's a lot of places that it bothers me. There's that many people on the internet debating which animal you want to get down with. Avatar.
I don't know about I mean,
look, there's a reason Avatar made $1 billion. There were a lot of horny nerds that liked what those blue cat things had going on.
So bestiality is more of a thing than I...
Apparently!
Than I knew?
Well, the problem is that I just Googled sexiest animal, and I figured there'd be some sort of list. There's people that are putting a lot of thought into this, and it's mildly uncomfortable. So just be prepared when you Google sexiest animal.
All right, the club continues next on The Fan.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Okay, we'll get to sexiest animals coming up. Because bestiality apparently is a big thing now.
Yeah, people are weird. If the internet has proven anything, it's just, people are terrible. And it used to be that, like, when you were strange, you just had to keep it to yourself in your weird little world in your basement. Now you just...
There's a comedian with a bit about this now. That basically, if you're I think it's maybe Sebastian Maniscalco. If you were like a middle-aged dude who liked to dress up in baby clothes in the 80s, you just did that in your room and you never let anyone find out about it. Now, there's a whole community for you. And like, you go out and there's a convention for men who like to dress up in baby clothes, et cetera, et cetera.
It's true.
By the way, that guy's great. We saw him in Vegas.
He's really funny.
He was really funny.
Yeah.
And then we saw him the next day at the pool, and he wasn't so funny.
Is he yelling at people?
Nah, he's just...
You know, a little standoffish. Man.
He didn't want to be bothered. He was pooling it.
I don't blame him. Does anyone really want to be bothered at a pool?
He's really funny, though.
Does anyone want to be bothered?
Well, Ron Saloy was holding court at the same pool.
Yeah.
One year I was there.
So Ron does want to be bothered.
Well, that's
Ron loves it.
There's the difference between a celebrity and then like someone that wants to be a celebrity.
That guy's the man.
Those are two totally different things.
Well, anyway, Sam Darnold reportedly dating Hawk Tua girl.
I saw that. I was like, that can't be a thing.
Well, she has come out and said that it is not.
Yeah.
The only reason that was a thing on internet is because he liked a tweet that was promoting her interview on some stupid podcast.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Spit on that thing.
Oh, that would be Talk Tua.
She went on somebody else's
podcast. Oh, well,
I keep
hers.
Waiting for her to just kind of fade away. And much like the Catch Me Outside girl, I don't think it's happening. I think she might be here to stay. And I've tried to listen to one of her episodes of Talk Tua. That's the worst thing. Like, I'm shocked. I think I shouldn't, because like the Will Ortners of the world love her. But she objectively...
Why? Wait, Will Ortner loves her?
Yeah, he loves her.
Why?
The Will Ortners of the world love the viral sensation. Yes. I don't know that he's listening to her podcast.
That I don't know. Yeah, he said that he's like in love with her. I listened to her on Bill Maher's podcast, and then when I found out, I think it was Buck told me that that's like I think she has like a top three podcast now in the United States.
It was. I had a buddy ask about this the other day. It looks like she's down around 13 or 14 now. Cooled off a little bit.
Mm.
Of all podcasts in the world, talk to her.
Well, she's trying.
Isn't that Isn't that amazing, though? That you're not at
it's
all
just the world.
You're not at all surprised.
No, God, no.
That talk to her.
No, unfortunately, I'm not. This stuff does not surprise me.
What'll be surprising is if it has staying power, like real staying power.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get that this isn't for me. Like this, obviously, I am not the 46-year-old white guy is not her target audience.
Spent all that night.
But I, because I listen to a lot of podcasts when I walk my dog, or I listen to the fan, and I tuned into who's the little. She used to be like the dance JoJo something or other.
Oh, she had JoJo Siwa on her podcast.
Yes, on her podcast.
Siwa?
Yeah, JoJo
Siwa. She's
like
a pop star, I think.
She used to be like she was on one of those dance like kid shows. Now she's trying to be like an edgy, you know, she's trying to be like the new Miley Cyrus. I literally made it through about 8 minutes and I was like, I am going to drill a hole in my head. It might have, and she has no. Like, there's no format to it? Like,
wait a minute. Siwa was on Hawk Tua's?
She was on Talk Tua.
She was on the Talk Tua.
Gotcha.
Good for the Talk Tua brand. JoJo Siwa has 11 million Instagram followers.
Yeah, that the Talk Tua gal, the Haley Welch, like, she... It was almost like someone just sat her down and put a microphone in front of her and was like, you should do this. Like, there's no...
Well, isn't that what a podcast is to most people?
Shouldn't you be able to like have a conversation though? Like she can't. It's unbelievable. I just sat there and I listened to this, and that one episode probably makes more money than you and I make in a year combined. And I got no hate for her. I'm like, hey, God bless you, man. If you can make the money, make the money. But boy, it was one of those things that I just sat back and I was like, she is millions of people are going to tune into this. And I can't process it.
That's America.
I'm like, wow.
Well, it's not Sam Darnold that is her pookie.
America, yeah! Although that would kind of fit, right?
So, I could see it. But all he did was like a post. Apparently, and I didn't know this, but I was reading about it when doing my research on this Sam Darnold article.
Yeah.
She said in her original video where she went viral for saying Hawk Tua spit on that thing.
Yeah.
She, at the end of it, apparently she says, love you, Pookie.
Who's supposed to be her significant
her
other.
Her boyfriend, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So everybody, for the longest, and she has not revealed who her boyfriend is, because it's probably just some country bumpkin.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people speculating that her Pookie is Sam Darnold, but she says she has known her Pookie for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, yeah, and she wouldn't have been dating Sam. She worked at a Spring Factory, for God's sakes, before this.
I mean, I think we'll be stunned at who her Pookie is, but then again, not stunned at who her Pookie is.
It is just amazing that if you want to know why the United States is both the greatest and the worst country on the planet, it's that country rube can get drunk and say that and then make millions of dollars and become world famous. That is both the reason we are the best and the worst country all wrapped into one.
Okay,
so that's why I said I was not surprised.
Episode 3 of Talk Tua.
Yeah, who we got?
She made it official with Pookie.
With Pooks? Are they getting married?
So basically, she needed to talk it through with former Bachelorette personality Caitlin Bristow to talk about relationship things and I guess to help hard launch Pookie as her official boyfriend. That's all I got.
Okay.
And then episode 6 that says that she already ruined her first date back with Pookie. So,
boy, I just
get excited for the Haley Welch story.
Dude, you should
see. What a saga.
Just
Merry
driving home.
Christmas, bitch.
Fuck to it. Turn on her podcast for 5 minutes.
No chance.
Just 5 minutes.
No chance.
And just listen and then just process that.
No. No.
She makes more money than we do.
Like, no.
By leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I won't be turning that on, but.
Well, I did. I couldn't
she
help.
She wants to spit on that thing.
I couldn't help
spit
myself.
Spit on that thing.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
That right there. Haley Welch. Good for her.
All right, now to sexiest animals.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, how did we get? get on? Oh, we were talking about the fox.
The Arctic fox.
Well, I asked the question. I said, because, you know, when someone says, hey, she's a fox, right? That means someone's very, very attractive. And so I got thinking, is the fox the sexiest animal? Because no one says that that's a, oh, she's a real horse. Because you said you thought the horse was the sexiest animal.
For me, it is, yeah.
But if you call the woman a horse, how would that go over?
Not at all.
No.
But they're not horses. This is an animal.
Yeah, but
you're talking about animals.
But could you imagine going, but again, you.
But if you called a woman a fox, it'd be very flattering.
Yeah.
I get it.
Go home and tell Nurse Nice that she's a real.
Babe, you're looking like a very, very sexy horse.
To me, horses are the. Horses are just the best.
You're McClydesdale.
Yes. You know what? That probably works for a male.
Hey, baby, you're McClydesdale.
You want to be my Appaloosa tonight?
What if you, what if it's the site? What if she called you a thoroughbred?
Oh.
I prefer Mustang.
Okay. You prefer Mustang to thoroughbred?
Isachi. Well, I am a thoroughbred.
I would think that thoroughbred is one of the better compliments you could get as a male.
Pretty good.
Do we now have to separate the difference between sexiest animal female, sexiest animal male?
I mean, I guess you... I think those are two totally different things in terms of like what you call a woman versus a sexiness of an animal.
Yes.
But
I've choked a cougar.
It happens.
Whatever.
Because
you can categorize it however you like.
Well, I find cougars to be like I personally went big cat. And I know that that's varying degrees because you got jaguar, lion. I think the big cat is the sexy. I think it's the most majestic, sexiest animal out there. But again, if you called your lady a lioness, I don't know if that goes over well. I'm intrigued. So according to internet, there's a bunch of different lists on here. And so they have the 10 most beautiful, they have the 10 sexiest, they have the 10 most aesthetics.
We want sexiest.
So if we're going sexiest, number one.
And who did this?
This is off of, well, this was, People did this actually.
People Magazine.
People Magazine.
Wow. Okay.
People Magazine did it. And their number one sexy animal is indeed lion.
The lion.
They went lion. And they actually said because of the male-female equivalent. Because you have the lioness and the lion both sexy in their own right. The male very majestic, whereas the female lion doesn't have the mane, but is still very feminine but strong. And it was the ultimate female empowerment. They went lion number one animal as the sexiest.
What else?
They have peacock as number two, which kind of makes sense. I mean, that's kind of one of those.
Peacock seems like the well-dressed, accessorized animal. I don't know that sexy as much as looks expensive. Expensive taste.
Right. Like the flamboyantly gay animal?
That too, potentially. Yeah.
I'm gay. Well, peacocks are stunning.
Yeah, I don't see it as sexy, but okay. I mean, again, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
It's like they're eye-catching, but maybe not sexy. Yeah.
Yes. So that was their number two. Number three, again, we're sticking in the big cat world, but they went with the jaguar, which is my number one.
That's a pretty sexy animal.
So the fact that I think
that's sexier than a lion.
I think so too. I think they went with the lion again because of the duality thing. You got the male and the female, whereas with like the jaguar or most animals, like it's the...
Yeah, well, People Magazine, they don't have courage. I don't like this list, but okay, keep going.
And I thought this one was interesting. Number four, and you would completely disagree with this, but I can see where some people are going with this. The python.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Why is the python sexy?
Because it's the...
Get out of here. People Magazine is dead to me.
They're saying it's the way it moves.
Not that it was ever alive.
See, they're very much alive before.
the way it moves, and they brought up the... like the Jungle Book, the female snake in the Jungle Book, that the slither of the snake in the tongue.
Nope.
It's an embodiment of female sexuality.
I see where they're going with it, but nope.
Stupid. You can't see that one?
The YouTube chat says the peacock is just the loud old lady that drank too much wine.
Yeah, totally. With a big sweater.
And then rounding out their top five, and again, this goes along their lines of the male-female is the deer.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
A deer.
Yeah, you get a big, majestic buck.
Yeah.
And you get the beautiful...
Let's be honest. Bucks are sexy.
Yes. Yeah. Bucks are sexy. Yeah. That is their top five.
I'm okay with the deer, but that's a bad top five. Mm.
What's your top five?
Well, we've already named
what the horse.
We talked about the duck, the mallard.
The mallard.
It's very sexy.
By the way, and they're also ran list on here because they put together, like, you know, it's a they're also receiving votes. The Mandarin duck does make the list of also ran.
Okay. Well,
hummingbirds made it. Giraffes, zebras.
No.
Zebras are maybe zebras. They're
sexy.
They're like an exotic horse.
And they went with polar bear as also receiving votes.
Not sexy. I don't know. I guess you got to define sexy.
That's what we're doing.
I think that puma or, you know, big cat, like you're saying, I think that's on the in my top five.
Yeah.
So what do I have? Two more sexy animals.
See, one of mine would be the wolf. I find the wolf to be very sexy.
You want
to
do a wolf, huh?
Male, female, again, the wolf, there's something just, when you see a wolf out and you like see like the nature, it's the same thing with the jaguar.
And they're big.
Yeah, there's just something, I don't know, maybe because you don't see them, like they're very reclusive, but I don't know. I think a wolf is better. Like, if you ask me which is sexier, lion or wolf, I'll take wolf over lion. And certainly over python. Although I get the snake more than you do. The way the snake moves and the slither of it, like, that's...
I get where they're coming from, but I don't see it.
Well, that's because we all hate snakes. But if you didn't have a fear of a snake... I get the snake.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like looking at the streetwalker who could give you something that you don't want.
There's a reason why a lot of hot, like, tatted up strippers have snakes. Like, the snake tattoo on the lady kind of works.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
And the tatted up whore does indeed usually have a snake tattoo. That goes without saying.
By the way, did you know that bestiality...
Are you now Googling?
Well, somebody texted in and said there are some states that still don't have laws against bestiality. Mm. And so I had to look that up. And that is true.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that?
No, I assumed that was all.
So if you just want to get busy with your pets in certain states, it's totally cool?
According to internet, all but four U.S. states have criminal statutes against bestiality.
Let me guess. Deep South. Mississippi, Arkansas.
The four that don't.
Maybe Alaska. It's cold up there.
West Virginia.
Animal rights advocates say it is a crime often hidden in plain sight. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Wyoming were two of them.
Oh.
But they have proposed measures to formally outlaw sexual abuse of animals. But Hawaii and Wyoming, also West
Virginia. Wyoming,
West Virginia.
Yeah. You called it. It's cold
rural
nights.
Livestock states.
Cold nights out there in the coal fields. You know.
And the other one is New Mexico. Those are the four.
Mm.
And I got to tell you,
desolate places.
Let's call out New Mexico. They're not even trying to outlaw bestiality.
No, they're just like
they're
whatever.
Just good with it.
That's going to be on their board of tourism pretty soon. Hey, not a lot of reasons to come to New Mexico, but
New Mexico bestiality. It's cool here.
You like llamas a lot.
Oh, the llama.
No, the llama is not sexy.
No?
Llama's like the goofy nerd who, I don't know. But did you see the llama at game day? The dude brought a llama to college game day.
I did see that.
Caesar the no-drama llama.
He's dead.
Who is?
Caesar the no-drama llama.
Oh, I thought that guy was Caesar. That guy who brought
the
llama.
Well, there's probably
multiple I'm pretty sure he's dead. Yeah, someone bringing up with the bird of prey, the eagles, the hawks.
Bald eagle's pretty sexy.
Yes. I like where that's going.
I'll put that on my list.
Yeah.
Someone said snow
leopards. But again, just rope the big cats into all that. I mean, that works. The other one, too, that I find non-traditional, like, it wouldn't fit, like, the elegant grace of sexiness. Like, I think all the animals we're talking about tend to be very muscular. Like,
what about an iguana?
I don't think so.
The iguana?
Gross.
Colors, it's a little dangerous maybe, but mostly just pretty.
Wait, is an iguana? How is an iguana dangerous? It gives you salmonella?
They have those claws. I mean, don't they?
I always kind of thought iguanas were dangerous.
I mean, they're not gonna like poison you like a snake.
I always thought
like,
they just carried like bacteria on them, like you could get like salmonella.
Well, yeah, I just don't think you would probably want to cuddle with an iguana
if you don't like wash your hands or something like that.
I don't think they're of great danger to the human race. it's not what I meant.
The world of iguanas.
When the big one hits and the animals have to adapt, watch out for the iguana.
Well, all the single ones will be coming to my house.
Buck's just out there. What's up, iguanas? Although I find iguana person just as weird as snake person. Right? I find that to be very weird.
Something about the limbs just normalizes them for me, I guess.
Aren't they the ones that you can rip the tail off and it grows back?
Yeah. Kinky.
Same. By the way, they have the horse on this list.
They should. The horse is pretty majestic.
Yeah, the horse is majestic.
And they also have the walrus.
What?
Yeah. Somebody put the walrus on there.
There's your power lifter.
All right. Coming up next, top Halloween costumes 2024. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Halloween's coming up. That will be on October 31st.
Yes.
This year, unfortunately, it's a Thursday, I believe.
Mm.
So that's always weird. Yeah. I would imagine that it's usually like the Saturday night. Like, well, okay, so if Halloween falls on the 31st of Thursday, would the 26th or the 2nd be kind of the night?
I think the 2nd. I think you're going to get actual trick-or-treaters on Thursday.
Okay.
And then I think you're again going to get some more on Saturday, the following Saturday.
Well, but I mean, like, you know how people get dressed up and go out and get your house and everything?
Oh,
Halloween parties and everything. Yeah. Will that all be on November 2nd?
For that crowd, both weekends, baby.
Okay. Yeah, that is true. You'll probably get a little bit of both, but you'll get it on both. But I'm guessing it's still going to be because once Halloween hits, it's kind of over. I'm guessing it'll be that weekend of the 26th and 27th will be your big Halloween.
No, you think it's the weekend before?
I think it's the weekend before. Because even though it's closer with it being on a Thursday, I just feel like once actual Halloween hits, I feel like the momentum kind of dies after that. Whereas the lead up to Halloween.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll look it up. I'll bet you we'll do this simple. Portland, because everyone will have a Portland Halloween party at all the different, the different bars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all early.
They're all on the 26th?
Yep. 25th, 26th, 27th.
Okay.
Like, they got the Halloween ball, the trick or drink, Portland Halloween pub crawl.
Trick or drink.
Yep. Oakland Park, Scare Grounds, Halloween Party, Portland.
All the weekend before.
All the weekend before. Okay. In fact, I'm trying to look. I do not see one Portland event. There is one at the Kennedy School on actual Halloween. But I do not see one single event on November 1st.
So here are the there's this website called Frightgeist that lists the top searched costumes in the U.S.
Okay,
because we don't really know what everyone's going to be yet.
No,
of course. But that is the question you ask people with kids this time of year,
or slutty adults. I mean, don't forget about that.
Yeah. Do you dress up for Halloween and go out?
Oh God, no. I go every year as a grown-up.
No, well, sometimes we dress up with the kids, yeah. Like 1 year we put our kid in like a monkey costume and we went as and we gave him and then we went as the zookeepers. So like, you know, we wore a little
look at you.
Khaki shirt and hat.
So cute.
Yeah, and by the way, that's not your idea.
Oh no.
Nor were the
But
you have
a- I've been charged with helping with this year's idea. So
what are you gonna do?
I don't know. My kid really wants to be a witch, so I don't know how we're all maybe we're just gonna be a family of witches. We'll see.
What?
I don't know.
How are you? Are you?
I don't know.
Are you?
He going, hasn't thought it through yet.
Are you going as a witch?
He's got a workshop.
I might wear a pointy hat or a warlock, as it may be.
So Frightgeist gives us the most searched costumes, and the top two right now. Can you? Do you guys have any guesses for the? Because you know it's usually it's pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
It's movies.
I do have guesses.
TV shows.
I don't know why, but I thought Hawk Tua somehow might be a
That's
thing.
Pretty good. She's not on the list.
No?
And this goes all the way to 20. She's not in the top 20, but that's what I thought, too. But I don't know what, like, what would you...
But she wears that stupid cow. I thought, like, just date, because it's the slutty Daisy Duke, some boots.
It's like, yeah, or like a denim skirt with and, cowboy boots.
And the
and
big
then...
the big hat. What about the, is it Mudang, the little hippo?
Yeah, I don't know how you would do that, but that is a very big cultural thing right now.
Yeah. The little
Mudang, the baby hippo?
Yeah, that thing's making the rounds.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a very, basically there's a baby hippo in some zoo in Asia somewhere,
and
in China.
Like, people are loving it.
And they keep posting videos, and it's the most adorable, hilarious
so
little
I
thing.
I could see just some girls just wearing a slutty one-piece tube top, and then like little hippo.
Slutty Mudang?
And then like little hippo ears, and then being like, I'm Mudang.
Slutty baby hippo.
So I'll give you a hint. The number one is a movie, and it's a remake movie that we saw this year, and everybody loved it.
I think I have one that's going to be very popular that is sports-related.
And this one is, there is, this, number two is sports related. So number one is perfect for Halloween because of this movie.
Oh, Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice.
Okay.
It's Shrunken Head Bob.
Not Beetlejuice.
Not Beetlejuice.
Oh.
And then Dolores is fourth from Beetlejuice.
I would have thought that just actual Beetlejuice would have been the guy.
Shrunken Head Bob is one, and two is sports. Remember, we had the Olympics.
Yeah,
I think it's Olympics related. I think we're getting the Australian breakdancer.
Yep, Ray Gunn.
Oh yeah, Ray Gunn.
She's number two.
Yeah,
people are going to be going as the.
That makes total
everyone
sense.
In the world, whether you're a sports fan or not, knows that cultural meme right now.
Yeah.
Also, they say very popular will be the Menendez brothers.
Because, how would you do that though? Because like the ray gun thing, at least it's like okay, just go get that color pants and shirt and you're fine. But what do you do to be a Menendez brother?
Well, the famous photo of them in the courtroom, I think they have kind of pastels on or like sweaters or something, and one has the glasses. I think it's that. Mm. I think you just have to match.
I think you better look something like him, otherwise no one's going to know.
Suits, oh,
okay, yeah.
Perhaps,
oh, yeah, I could see that with Menendez on the back or something. I could see that.
What are you going as this year?
Again, I'm going as an adult. I don't know, I have not dressed up in 30 plus
Didn't you
years.
Do like a Tigger Pooh Bear thing where your pants split or something like that?
Tigger Pooh Bear thing? Oh, no.
Didn't you have to go as like...
No, that was a Christmas party.
There you go.
The BTJ's company does a big old Christmas party. They do it right.
It was you tearing a costume. That's all I remember.
Yeah, and they do a white elephant gift. And somehow I ended up with like a size medium tiger onesie.
And
they were like, put it on. And I was like, it's not going to fit. And they all insisted. So I put it on. And the moment I put it on and then went to sit down, I just blew the thing out. Like it ripped right up the crotch and down my, or I guess up my back. So I was like, well, that's the end of that.
Dunkings is going to be a popular one. This is, I've moved on from that list. But
what is Dunkings?
Well, it was the Super Bowl ad. Duncan.
Oh, okay. Sure, sure.
And those guys.
Matt Damon and those guys.
Yeah,
I feel
sold...
like people have forgotten about that for 11 months, and now people are going to see him and then be like, oh, yeah, that Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah they sold those.
Sold out.
Yeah, they sold those outfits, and they sold out in 6 seconds.
Caitlin Clark is going to get some.
Oh, yeah.
Some unis.
Yeah.
People carrying a basketball and wearing an Iowa jersey.
Caitlin Clark. You could probably do some very offensive things.
Caitlin Clark is white.
And what's the most offensive Halloween costume that you're going to get?
Well, you're probably going to get a lot of T-Swizzle and Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's also an election year. What kind of political stuff is out there right now? Is there anything?
Oh, my God.
I mean...
That's what... Because I was
like, people
to think,
are going to do, like, Haitian immigrants eating the pets. Yeah.
I was like... They're I was thinking, like, what's the most offensive thing you could do? And that's it. You just... that.
Azerasians.
It would only be funny. It would only be funny if you had a friend that was from Haiti, and then they actually did that costume. Then and only then.
I don't think they would find that very funny. But you would.
Dude, I'm sorry. If I was a Haitian immigrant, that jackass that said that, yeah, I would lean into that.
All right, we got to run. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
I found a list of the most offensive costumes, Diddy being number one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, you could do some good stuff or bad stuff with Diddy.
When that Dahmer series came out, a lot of people dressed as Dahmer.
Yeah, a lot of people were doing Dahmer, and the families of the victims were really, really pissed. They were saying that Trump assassination attempts, those will definitely be some of those with the ear bandages.
Oh, and it'll be people like celebrating it, like how awesome. Yeah. Like not like celebrating the attempt, but celebrating Trump.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, they'll have the little ear bandage.
Yep, the ear bandage and all that.
Fight, fight, fight.
I'm saying a crashed Boeing jet.
What?
Boy.
I like how you laugh at that.
Well, just the idea of someone, how do you dress up as a crashed Boeing
jet?
When
was the Titanic sub thing? When was that? People going to do that as like a group project or something?
What would you do?
You'd go as the submersible. You'd go as like a crumpled submarine if you want to be a bad taste.
You could be the door plug from the...
Yeah, could have that.
Someone plays well in Oregon.
The list, another one was O.J. Simpson in hell.
Okay.
You know, some version of that. And then the number one most offended one, this was a group costume, would be someone getting deported by Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
They're eating the pets.
And of course, that. Yikes.
All right, Andrew Nemec is coming up next, so keep it here. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.